League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Big ups to the Dynamo. They played Inter Miami, and Messi didn't show. Didn't even make the trip. And the get-in price for that game was $200 on the resale market. The Dynamo are offering anybody who went to the game to have a free ticket, a complimentary ticket to a future game.
That's good. That's good of them. That shows a good understanding.
Yeah.
So the livestock show, the chili cook-off is over. They've already done that?
Yep.
Over the weekend.
Over the weekend.
You know what? I got to get Bun on tomorrow. He's opening a place called Trill Town. He's got his own burger, like...
We're going to have rides? What do you mean, Trill Town?
I don't know.
Amusement park? What are we doing?
I'll get Bun on tomorrow. We're going to have, during the our show out at the golf course...
Well, is he bringing us burgers?
No.
Then John's like, why? For what? For who?
No. You can't bring food out to the golf course.
Is he coming out to the golf course?
No. It'll be a
brown bag. Hell, he is.
Yeah,
Tex-Mex.
So is Valencia's.
Yeah, Tex-Mex Garage.
Who has burgers for lunch at a golf tournament? I've never seen that.
He's talking about us specifically. Not
have you really had burgers in a bag burgers. Waiting for you?
Smash burgers. As you make the turn, smash burgers are making
the
them
turn,
for
not beforehand, though.
No. Well,
I'm talking about you don't get your bag of burgers and fries headed out to the course.
You could.
It's a new style. I've just never seen it.
So he's not bringing food.
Well, play frisbee golf.
But if
golf.
You go to the, how do you go to Trill Town, you can get them.
Where's Trill Town?
It's at the bar. It's at the rodeo.
So
he's going to tell you tomorrow, Dell. Don't worry.
But he's not bringing the food. He's going to tell us about.
No, but I'm going to put pressure on him to bring some food too.
I ain't giving him no love for not bringing us something. No.
He's got a new spot opening up by where close to where I live. So I'm going to have my kids work. I'm going to have Mason working there to work off his debt.
Why are you trying to punish Bun with your kids working there?
Because he needs to work off his debt.
No, I know what
he
needs
to
do.
He wrecked that car. He needs to pay for it.
But why are you punishing Bun with your kids?
Hey, I've done a lot for Bun over the years. It's time for him to...
Do you think he thinks that way?
Step up. Help. Step up.
Yeah, it's time for him to step up.
Bun has to step up and employ your children.
It's time for him to step up. Yeah. And I can't have them both there because they'll fight again.
No, they'll be throwing trail burgers at each
other. I don't need somebody throwing grease on the other one.
Well, put one at one location, the other at the one closest to you.
That's a good point.
There's one. Does he still have the one on Richmond?
Well, you mean the one off of Shepherd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's, there's just rumors that there's going to be some, I don't know if it's out, but there's going to be some more opening up, and I know where at least one of them is.
Oh.
And it's not that far from me, so. I'm going to run one of my kids over there, like, drop them off, said, make that trill sauce, get on the trill sauce.
What responsibility would not be too much for your kids at a place?
Oh, too much?
Yeah.
Oh.
Something that's not too much, because you don't want them on the grill.
No. Cooktop's too much.
By the way,
making trill sauce is fine.
We found out that the tournament is still on tomorrow, despite the weather reports. Stupid weather reports. They don't know what they're doing. I mean, come on.
I'm not going out if it's lightning, because you already know I'm not going to get myself.
Oh, my God. Well, 2027 comes early, where you die on the course.
Wait, do we have a tornado threat? No, we don't have a tornado threat.
Well, thank God. Okay,
somebody else does. Mississippi.
We don't have tornadoes.
Like Alabama and Mississippi, but they always have tornado threats.
So according to our source, it should be partly cloudy around 11:30, turning to a sunny day in the afternoon. So maybe it starts a little pushback, but it should be fine.
Well, wait, when's it going to start raining? Is it? It says 99% on
supposed
this.
To be rain in the morning.
Well, the course is going to be wet.
They got the highest elevations. It drains. Yeah.
We've been telling you about that for years.
All crown fairways.
Yeah, he's been telling you about that for years.
Keep it on the fairway. Fairway only. It's going to be cart path only. CPO. I'm not playing with a team. I'm going to be out in my own cart with my clubs, and I'll just decide when I want to hit for people. And you got to use my ball, no matter what happens.
Those people that are shooting 51 are going to be pissed because they don't want your shot.
Oh, they're shooting, quote-unquote, 51.
Yeah, they're going to shoot 51.
Cheaters.
That happens every year.
Yeah, I know it happens every year.
And it's a bunch of unathletic guys. You're like, really? Beat it. You didn't shoot 51. But then they take their umbrellas and they go. They get an umbrella.
So what's the ambiance out there? Are we going to have cart girls out there? What are they called again? What are those women called again who hand you stuff when you're at holes?
Cart girls.
Cart girls, are they going to be out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be Sam and Abigail.
Abigail has a full-time job. It's not going to be Abigail.
Well, she can take a day off to go do that.
Seems unlikely. She just started.
What's Sam doing?
She just started? What's her job?
She's doing real estate stuff somehow.
No, property management.
Yes. Same.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, it's different than real estate.
Property management is different than real estate.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Right.
So she just started that job today, so she won't be out at the tournament. No.
Yeah, there's cart girls out there.
Okay. For the peoples? Yeah. That's nice. For the people.
Yeah, for the people. Yeah. Everybody's going to get just plastered. It's going to be great.
We got to go to a break so I can tell Melissa where you were last night.
Okay.
It's their break, so I have to tell her what you did. I have to show her pictures.
Okay. When we come back. You're going to have her on the show or not?
No, he just wants to have a personal conversation.
If we go to a break now, we might be able to get back in time. They have a long break right now.
All right. Well, right now we got Game Day Men's Health to talk about. I'm telling you, I've been doing testosterone replacement for a while. Game Day Men's Health is just better. Game Day Men's Health has labs. The other guys don't. They have a lab at every site. Game Day Men's Health is growing. They're going to be, and there's enough of them now. They're all over the city now. I think there's 19 that are open. They're going to be, I'm telling you. And there's one that's near you. If you're downtown, you got the new Edo place that's opened up. That's just great. It's easy to get to. Boom, boom, you're in, you're out. If you want to get shots, you can get shots. If you want to get pills, you can get pills. If you want to get where they put it in you and it's time released over 6 months, you can do that as well. There's all kinds of different options. They're so good. But here's the deal is they also – it's not just about the testosterone replacement. It's about you just feeling better. What is it that you're looking for? What are your goals? And this is something that's way different than the other guys. Goal-oriented stuff – that they do for you to hit whatever it is that you're looking to get to. You want to gain weight with muscle? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to be more sexually active? Do you want to be smarter or more focused? All of those things happen every single day at Game Day Men's Health. They're just better. I'm telling you. You're looking for the best way to get that testosterone replacement and more. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Tell them you heard it here. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We have got some of the – let's do
– Hold on, John. You see who's in the
– Oh, let me
you see
who's
in the shot with me. I showed her – you didn't sneak into the Oscars. You actually had a ticket there.
Yeah.
But what did you say it looked like? Yeah. What he was doing?
The end of the video, you were smiling like a little kid, like I made it. They're gonna feel so proud of me.
He was like,
it was really nice. Yes,
looking at the camera.
I knew I was on. I knew I saw.
I know you looked right into the camera.
Yes. I was creeping. I was creeping, Melissa. Yep.
Did you? She said she liked Wendy's dress also.
Yes. Yeah, I have to add to my comment that your wife looked beautiful.
Yes.
But she didn't say anything about your tuxedo. She said nothing about it.
No, don't lie. I say both of them.
She said, why does he have velvet shoes on?
No.
It was the first thing she said when I showed her the picture.
Yeah.
I didn't say none of those things. You know me.
I know you. She's the nice person. They're not nice people. They're not serious people, and they're not nice
people. I didn't say anything about your shoes.
I have to go work.
She has to go do
her show. Bye, guys. Nice saying hi to everyone.
Bye, Melissa.
She's now running back to her job.
Yeah, because Lance is, you know, fooling around. He's not a serious person. He's just not a serious person.
By the way, I did see A Real Pain. It was a good movie.
You know, I was watching. I started it. I'm going to get back to it. My wife said it was good, too.
It's not going to be, like, it's just a character study. And you realize A Real Pain is, by the way, you know who my boy is at NFL Network? Like, we have a lot in common as Mark Ross. Do you know Mark Ross? He used to work for the Giants. No. Maybe you've seen him before. He was a pro personnel director, I think, and he works at NFL Network. That dude is awesome. Like, loves all the Oscar movies, loves food and cocktails, good restaurants. Like, you'd like him. He's a real good dude. But A Real Pain means, too, at the end you realize, oh, this has dual meaning.
Yeah.
And Jesse Eisner is the one. Is that who it is? Jesse Eisner is who's, right?
Eisenberg,
yeah, whatever. He's the one who wrote it and directed it and starred in it. And he does a really good job. And then Kieran Culkin is, from Succession, is...
Yeah, but here's the thing. We were talking about that. Kieran Culkin basically played himself.
Well, so the more you watch it, yes. So he is a... He's kind of smarmy and smart alecky,
yeah.
But he has a softer side too. Like, the more you watch it, you'll realize, okay, it's a different character, but he's got some of the same mannerisms
I thought Jeremy Strong should have won for The Apprentice. He was really,
yeah,
really
good.
Yeah,
I didn't see it, but you didn't I heard he was really good.
You need to. You
I know.
To
I
got to
watch these movies.
The Apprentice was pretty good, and he played Roy Cohn, who was Trump's advisor when he was young.
Roy Cohn is famous for being a rough dude now.
And Jeremy played him, and I saw a picture of the real Roy Cohn. And I was like, holy crap, Jeremy play, and Jeremy was great in that. I thought he should have won best supporting actor.
I'll have to watch that one. I mean, I'm going to get off of Nora here after. It sounds like I just saw the best scene, and it's all downhill from there now.
Well,
25 minutes in. I rented it, so I got 48 hours to watch it. So I got like another. I guess I'll finish it, but if you guys tell me it really goes downhill from here, if it's not, are we not doing the little booty moves?
I don't know because I
are we doing the choo choo pops?
I'm only about 35 minutes in. I just know that
it probably
changes from her just strictly being a stripper and dancing and stuff.
No. She still does that for the rest of the movie.
There's a different story after that.
Oh, does it turn into a love story?
No.
Not really.
No, not really.
It doesn't? Okay.
No, it turns into a... Because
I feel like we got some ho-ish stuff going on right now.
Well, she a lot of showed up stuff. At his home after meeting him at the club.
Yeah, after one night. Well, she recognized...
It turns into a Russian mob movie.
Well, okay. Like Eastern Promises? Are there any? Hopefully there's none of those fights.
It's kind of comical. Eastern Promises, there were no laughs.
There were no laughs. Just guys with tattoos on the back of their arms and naked shower fights. Like, hey.
No, I don't
Hey,
that
can't we keep this
can't
a tight
put
shot?
Our clothes on?
We don't need a wide one shot on this one. Can't we just keep a tight shot just on the faces?
If we're going to wrestle around in the shower, can't we keep our clothes on?
Yeah, can't we use stunt? Oh, you know what I found about Lionel Messi? How about this? So I had a dinner with somebody.
Before you finish, I just want to point out how we got from naked wrestling in a sauna, Russians, then him going, Lionel Messi. I just want to know how he got from one to the other. How
did we get there?
Oh, man.
What's the connection?
How did that just happen? Let's see. Behind this, I don't even know. I don't know how it happened.
You said behind the scenes, and I think you.
Yeah, maybe that's as close as I get. I found out Lionel Messi, apparently not great to deal with, which he seems like he's super
nice.
He's
like a nice guy.
Apparently not great to deal with. Number two, he's only spoken one time ever in advertisements. In all these ads that he does, you'll notice he only did it for, I think it was a Modelo, or he did it for a beer company. That was it. Nothing else. And every time you see him, so this is how little he likes to do. He wants as much money as possible. And then he has a body double come in. And the body double does all the soccer stuff. And Lionel Messi, despite the fact that he doesn't want to do any of that stuff, Lionel Messi will then watch the video. He has final control. And if he doesn't like the way it looks, if he thinks it doesn't look like him, or this is not the way you pull the ball with your right foot to your left foot, he makes them reshoot it. Not him doing it. He makes the body double reshoot it until he said, okay, this looks like the way I would do it. And he gets paid so much money, he won't talk. He makes a body double do it. And then he gets to say when it's acceptable to print. And he makes them reshoot stuff, which costs even more money.
Well, if you become a multiple time Champions League winner, two-time Copa America winner, and a World Cup winner, you get the pull that type of stuff.
I thought he would be like a good dude. And I also found out that that Zlatan ended up, that like Money Smith was involved in an incident with Maserati. You know who that?
Maserati or Matarazzo?
Matarazzo. He and Zlatan were on the same team, and Money Smith went to Pepperdine, and he was from Chicago. Like, he's from a real blue collar family, and his brother told him, if I had to do all over again, I'd go to college somewhere where I wanted to live. That would be awesome to live. And he went to a job fair, or he went to a college fair. The first place there was Pepperdine. He saw the pictures, like they're on the beach. He's like, oh my God, I'm going to go to Pepperdine. So he did. Then he spent a year abroad at the Pepperdine campus in Italy. He learned Italian. And so they said, so he was working for the Lakers group, and, you know, he was friends with Kobe. And he said, and they said, Money, you know how to speak some Italian. This team is coming in. I don't know, maybe it was Inter. Inter Milan, I guess, was coming in town. We want you and just some Italian. He goes, oh, it's been a while since I spoke any Italian. They said, no, it's real simple. We'll have questions for you. It'll be real simple. So what's his name, Matarazzo?
No, you're right. There's a Matarazzo, but the one you're talking about is Matarazzi.
Okay.
You're talking about the Italian
defender.
He comes
in, and everyone's, you know, Money will ask him a question in Italian, they'll answer. He gets to him, and he's like, blah, 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 which means, I don't understand what you're saying. And Money did it again. He goes, I don't understand what you're saying. And Money's getting really embarrassed. It's very, and he knew, like, it's real simple. You couldn't not know what, he's basically making Money feel like crap, and he's trying to embarrass him. And Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who they were on the same team, came over and he grabbed the microphone. And he goes, "I'm sorry, you'll have to excuse my teammate. He's a real a-hole. He just called him a real a-hole. He does stupid bleep like this because he's such an a-hole." He said Matarazzi got so mad right then. I said, "Did he show it?" He goes, "Oh yeah, right then and there, he was pissed." It became an international thing, and they ended up moving Zlatan out of there to Real Madrid like 2 days later because that. I said, you're like Forrest Gump. You're in the middle of all this crazy stuff. He's the one that told stories about Gwen Stefani was a pain in the ass when he used to have to work with her. She'd force them to rent out an entire top row of a hotel and then not even stay there. When they do, you know, they were doing these concerts. She lived in L.A. so they could get, you know, really great people to come out to these concerts, and it was for charities, like, you know, charities that really, smaller charities that really needed help. He said she was the worst. I'm like, ah, that's unfortunate. What about the Harajuku girls that she used to have? Those Japanese girls from Hollow Back Girl, were they okay at least? He didn't know. So I was like, oh, I don't care anymore.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. We got one segment to go, and then it's News of the Weird coming your way. After that, right now, though, a little Zadok Jewelers.
Zadok Jewelers is your place to go for. You got Mother's Day coming up. Great opportunity for you. There's always times where Zadok is great, right? So I could tell you go anytime, and that's certainly certainly the case. But I want to mention, we had Christmas. We had Valentine's Day. We have Mother's Day. Do you know what a really cool gift is? Is you go in, and you tell one of the experts you're there and you want to get something special for your wife for Mother's Day. Maybe you just had a baby. It's called a push gift is what they're calling it. But you might be able to do it for Mother's Day, push gift, whatever it is. And they'll help you find the perfect gift that's specific to that. It may be the birthstone of the child. You know, it could be charms or something that is going to specify, you know, I don't know. I don't work there. But something that will specify the very special time of you guys having a child together. Maybe your children are growing up or currently growing up, and you want to have something to commemorate her. You want to do something special for Mother's Day because she's so special. She's a great mom, great wife, and you want to do that. Zadig Jewelers is perfect. You go in, you let them know what you're there for. They will take you through, and you'll look at all the things that are appropriate for what you are hoping for, and they can, you don't have to know anything. They'll just walk you through the process. They'll work with your budget. You're going to get something that is amazing from the best designers in the world. Boutique location that has unique pieces just for her. And they make it so easy. The experts there are awesome. It is a beautiful location at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. Zadig Jewelers is the place to go. I promise you, you will find something there that will blow her away. ZadigJewelers.com. It's Zadig.com. That's Zadig.com.
Welcome back. This is our final segment before News of the Weird. I wanted to play this Christian Walker song. I don't know that we... Dude's hit 95 homers over the last 3 years. Christian Walker is going to be a guy I think that we're going to enjoy having on our baseball team. I mean, look at first base the last couple of years. I mean, has there been – I mean, it is one of the worst positions in all of – Astros first base has been one of the worst positions in all of Major League Baseball over the last couple of years. Now you've got a guy who I think is going to be, I mean, first of all, we're going to love him defensively. And then he's going to hit, you know, and with that short porch, he was hitting 95 homers in Arizona. So I think we're going to really like Christian Walker. Here he is talking about moving over to a new team and getting acclimated.
Great. It's a good camp, good group of guys. I got my guy Tony Perez Chica here, so yeah. That's a familiar face for sure. But it's been great so far. It's a good ramp up into the season.
For me, I've been looking at your numbers, and what has clicked for you the last couple of seasons in that box? Play discipline, just kind of trusting yourself. Like, what's clicked for you mentally?
Yeah, I think it's kind of what we were just talking about, like figuring out what you're good at and mm-hmm. embracing it. I think. Early in my career, it was easy to go into off season and look at the sample size of the year and say, like, oh, I need to handle velo better. I need to handle the top of the zone better. And you spend all off season working on something that it might be worth it to get better at, but it's not me. Like, I need to figure out how to do what I do well and do it more consistently. So these days, it's less about addressing you know, things that you're not happy with and more about embracing who I am in the box.
You know, Cliff, he came in studio.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. I think we're going to like Christian Walker. I do. And I think that's going to be a nice move. Paredes homered the other day. Of course, he pulled it. But you know what? I think they looked at the metrics. Like, he would have had, like, 700 home runs over the last couple of years if he played at Minute Maid. So,
well, you know, and that's one of the things is because of exit velo and all the Hawkeye data that they get, they know – We see it on broadcast how many stadiums a home run would be out of, so they know the difference. But listen, left field's a short porch here. If you're a dead pull hitter, you're going to be prioritized here. The Astros knew what they were doing. They were getting him for a very specific reason.
Yeah,
I agree. I think he's the guy. Like Paredes, I don't really, whatever. But Christian Walker must come in hot. Yeah. Like he needs to come in and be Christian Walker. There's really nothing like. We need Christian Walker to pick up. It doesn't have to be exactly Kyle Tucker's numbers. It's probably not going to be. Kyle Tucker was on an MVP pace at one time. But he needs to pick up some of that slack from Kyle Tucker out of the lineup. That just has to happen.
I think he will. And I think Paredes has a chance to be really good here as well. As a dead pole hitter with that short porch and that high wall. There's a good chance Paredes could be a big contributor as well. I'm not going to poo-poo that just yet. This is going to make you happy, Lance, I think.
Okay.
Mike Toma, the new general manager, president, rather, of the Houston Texans.
I saw this.
While we are open to all options, one of them, emphatically, is not leaving Greater Houston.
Oh, okay. Well, it never was. But they did. Well, what they did was they came out in an article and basically started hinting that stadium.
They need a stadium. It's
what they're going for. But right. They're never going to leave Houston. And they have to get that out there because you're trying to turn the city against the McNairs. well, this last week, you just tried to turn them against the McNairs.
I did not. I'm trying to get them money. I'm trying to get them to stay.
No, he said they're going to leave. We're going to leave.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't know?
Did you notice what he said here? While we are open to all options, one of them emphatically is not leaving greater Houston.
Right. And that's what I said. I don't care if they go to Kingwood. Yeah, because the cheaper land is going to be on the outskirts. So I'm fine. You want to move to Sugar Land, Katy, wherever? That's fine. I don't care about all that. Because, frankly, now Woodlands is a little far away, but Woodlands is set up to where, like, those areas, they can build up hotels. They can, like, those are actually better set up. And you really want to know the truth? If you wanted to get a combine or something like that, those events, if you could make it walkable, that would be preferable.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody walking around to Energy Stadium from hotels around there. Nobody.
Well, now you're going to have the Astrodome. You're going to have NRG, which we'll have to keep for posterity because it's the first NRG stadium ever in the world. And so now we're going to have those two just sitting there collecting rats, and it's going to be great. It's going to be great that those two buildings are going to be right next to each other for years and years and thousands of years to come, and people will visit.
The city never tears down a existing stadium. We just repurpose, except for, you know, the Astrodome. They turn the Summit into a mega church.
Yeah.
NRG, I don't know if Joel Osteen needs a bigger place, but I'm sure they'll keep more people in
there.
Yeah, I'm sure. You don't think Joel Osteen gets 65,000 people?
Down, well, he's not shining down through this roof because it's broken, but he could have shined down through the roof. I remember when I was splashing jumpers on Lance's team, got him up off the court, and then the Lord blessed me with not only a wet jumper, but the power to heal,
the word and deed. And lock my doors whenever there's a...
The only thing
here they come. Lock them up.
No, lock them out. Not
lock them out. Yeah. Out. Lock them up meant the gate, the locks. But yeah, lock them out. Oh, they're coming. Y'all hurry up. Shut everything down. Turn the lights off. This isn't Jehovah's Witness.
Pretend
where you try to stay real low. So that...
Turn off the TV.
Hello, ding dong, ding dong. I'm not here. Don't worry. Whatever language you speak, they can speak it. Jehovah's Witness. They are going
to
get you.
If the point is to make them think you're not there, why would you say it there?
Yeah, don't say anything.
Don't say a word.
You stay low. Stay really quiet. Nobody move.
Turn the lights off. Actually, don't turn the lights off because that's a clue. Keep the lights on, but pretend, we just left. You left the lights on.
You can't let them see you. Yeah. Like, you got to lay down behind your couch.
When people knock on my door, it's not even Jehovah's Witnesses. You know, I could just not go to the door, but I instinctively always turn off the television. Or mute the television, because that's what I used to do as a kid to keep the Jehovah's Witnesses away.
I've told it before. I won't tell the whole story, but I thought I was going to be slick and come with a Russian accent, pretend like I spoke Russian. I thought that would shut him down because I thought that would be funny. And I'm like, and then this lady goes, and she speaks, a black lady in the back is speaking Russian. And I'm like, oh, okay, hold on. And I'm like, I had to just say, hold on, but 1 second. And I shut the door, and I had to regroup, and I'm like, I don't know what I can do. And she checkmated me immediately. And I'm like, I just can't. I don't know what I can do here. She clearly knows I don't speak Russian. I'm sitting there going, blah, blah, blah. And so I just opened the door. Thank you. No, thank you. I'm not even speaking Russian. I'm doing an English. I'm doing a bad Russian accent. And Jehovah's, and that's, and I told this story years ago on 1560 when it happened, and somebody who was Jehovah's Witness reached out to us, I think they called in and said, oh yeah, we've got people who know, like, whatever the most prominent languages are, Vietnamese, apparently Russian is one of them here in Houston. It's Spanish, Vietnamese, Russian, I think they've got somebody who has French, and so they get people who learn multiple languages, and there's always somebody in the crew, so you better be careful. Don't be coming trying to speak. Like, if you try to speak Spanish, they're going to come right. They're going to hit you with Spanish and let us in. We got some things to talk about.
I knew so, I should have learned Yoruba when I was a kid.
Yeah,
when my dad was trying to teach me Nigerian, I knew I should have. Actually, they probably had one of those, too. It is Houston.
Yeah, my Urdu, they've got Raheel's locked down. Like, it's just best just to be quiet, mute your TV, and lay down.
You should have hit them with this. Think. You've adapted, though. It could have been this.
Ich bitte von Klon und Unstein.
Would they have had someone for you to checkmate you with that?
I mean, I would say no, but they had Russian. So I would have never guessed Russian, ever, ever. And I wasn't actually speaking Russian. I was speaking pretend Russian.
But she was like, wait a minute. No, you're speaking broken English Russian.
And she may have checkmated me with, she may have just called my bluff with fake Russian.
You never know.
Like, there is a chance that she basically saw my hand and she called me with fake Russian and I folded because I didn't know I knew I didn't have a good hand. So I immediately folded to her Russian. Trust me.
Yeah.
Just stay out of sight. Just don't answer the door. Don't mess with those
people. There's nothing that says you have to answer the door.
No, don't mess with those people. They're just, it's just not worth it. They'll beat you.
You're certain she knew what she was saying.
I mean, it felt like Russian.
She might have been throwing that back at you the same way.
That's what I'm saying. She could have, and I folded to her when she called my hand.
Yeah, fold.
I basically immediately
bluffed you.
Oh, trust me, I had no hand. Yeah. I knew I was bluffing.
You were Zelensky.
Oh, I was. Let me tell you something. I went in there, and I'm like, as soon as she started hitting me with Russian, I'm like, oh, hold on. One second, please. Then I turned it up like Borat, basically. And I had to go back and like, you win. Thank you. Click. Don't be one of those people that, you know what? I'm going to get in a biblical discussion with them. I'm going to get in a biblical argument. You're getting tricked. Don't do it. You can't win. Turn your TV off. Lay down like a normal adult male would do. And just hide.
Just hide. Wait for them to
go away. Hide like a grown man would do. You hide or you go into the kitchen until they're gone.
Yeah, you peer
peek
through
out
your,
of a side window.
Peer through your curtain to make
go
sure they're
very slowly so they can't tell you're looking.
Yeah, do all those things and they'll go. It takes about a minute in your life. You'll feel ashamed a little bit, but your life goes on.
Oh, yeah. You're back on Pam Ward's Call of the Big Ten somewhere. Who cares?
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I think I might, instead of Indiana
That's
Purdue,
where they got me was Saturday morning.
Instead
I'll never
of Indiana
forget.
Purdue, I think I might want to deal with the Jehovah's Witnesses.
It was like Spielman. It was like
Spielman and Pam Ward.
It was Pam Ward, Spielman, calling like
Jehovah's
Purdue versus
Witness
Indiana.
Than Pam Ward?
It's not the Pam Ward thing. I've seen a lot of bad Big Ten football when I was a kid on ESPN2. I think I might rather deal with Jehovah's Witnesses than watch Purdue try to beat Illinois 17-14. Give me a distraction.
By the way, somebody in here goes, when is the junk measuring at the Combine? They had special pants this year. You know how you get underwear that the big selling point is? It doesn't bunch up. You know, it's more comfortable the way they build it out. That's kind of how they made the tights. Whoever has the tights, I think it was New Era technically, or I don't know. And it was like, oh, guys. At one point, Colleen Wolf told me, she goes, this is uncomfortable here. I don't know what the new pants thing is, but this is like... there is nothing to the imagination now.
Oh,
nothing.
I don't need that.
Oh, that's... here come the wide receivers. Great.
Yeah.
What?
All right, we got a break. On that note, there was something that we hadn't talked about yet, and that's the guy's junk at the
guys, let's go back to big baggy shorts like
that. On
back
a more
in the day.
Serious note involving the station. We haven't talked about the fact that it's now back to the Paul Gallant show.
Yeah. Paul Gallant show. Joe George, best of luck, man.
Well, he's still here. He's not leaving.
No, I know, but best of luck. He's got stuff going on, so best of luck to
him. Yeah, he's going to run the station and handle business, and Paul Gallant gets his 3 hours the way God intended Paul to have a show.
That is what God intended for him. I'm pretty sure because that's the way it is. So that was God's intention. Paul have his own show. So good luck to Paul, and best of luck to you, Joe, with the stuff you've got going on. So best of luck. Yeah, and hope it all works out great for you. Time to talk right now about Jim Fiume and Gulf Coast Windows. Jim Fiume, back in 1983, founded Gulf Coast Windows, an established window replacement company, track record that is unmatched, proudly sells, installs a wide variety of doors, patio doors, windows, meticulously crafted, high-quality materials installed by skilled professionals. When you see the window, you go to that showroom and you see what Jim Fiume has to offer, double pane, double strength. They got hurricane wood-clad windows. It's amazing. And it's just not like regular windows. you know, when you're growing up in a house, it's just a window. It's just a window. This is different, man. I'm telling you, it is. They are the best quality you could possibly have. If you want the best, you want to replace. Listen, if you're replacing your windows or your doors, there's a reason. Do you want another flimsy, crappy window or door? No. You want the best. And just go and look. I'm telling you, go and look at Gulf Coast Windows and go and look at the other guys, and you're going to go, there's no question, the best window, the best quality, the best insulation, the best of everything, GulfCoastWindows.com. 713-849-5454 or GulfCoastWindows.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
So an Indian man did what we all want to do. He sued a movie theater because of all of the commercials that ran before the movie, and he won. He was at a movie theater that it was playing Sam Bahadur that's supposed to last 2 hours and 25 minutes. So he was at a 4 o'clock movie. He was out at 6:30. No, he didn't get out till 7 p.m., and he missed all kinds of work calls, he said, and it cost him money. And it cost him anxiety, and he won. Do you think we
should
sue
the cinema? That's stupid. How did he win that? You already know there's 15 minutes built into it.
Well, there's no. If a movie says it's 2 hours and 30 minutes, and it starts at 4, then
man,
it should be over by 6:30.
What are you giving that man money for?
Do I get that for having to wait 15 minutes for a basketball game to start that says it's going to start at 7:30?
How about that?
When a game's supposed to be over at 3? And there's a bunch
I'll
of timeouts.
You. I'll
Can
sue
I
everyone.
Sue Space City or the Rockets? Game's supposed to start at 7. It starts at 7:12. And now I'm watching more basketball than I thought I had to watch. I'm missing work calls.
That's right. That's right. So, sue. I'll sue everybody.
I'm not suing.
Apparently, there is a gigantic measles outbreak going on. And a Texas health official in Lubbock, Texas, Ron Cook, chief health officer at Texas Tech University, says, do not go to a measles party.
A measles party?
As the outbreak in West Texas grew to at least 146 cases, do you want to go to a measles party?
No, I'll just take my measles, rubella, MMR shot. Give your kids those stupid shots so you don't have measles outbreaks, you dummies. What are we doing? The hell is measles back? Is polio back?
Measles are back.
Measles are back. Polio's
tuberculosis,
back.
TB
what else is
back.
Coming back?
It's making a big comeback.
I saw Harrison Ford at shingles.
Well, yes.
Shingles happens.
And instead they had to have a Star Wars guy.
And they're having
he
measles
is Star Wars
parties.
Guy.
Mark, no, Mark Hamill.
Well, they're both Star Wars. Okay, the other Star Wars guy.
The other Star Wars guy.
No, Luke. One
Luke
of them's
Skywalker.
Career. How about Luke Skywalker's career just never really took off, and the other one, like.
He's got a big voiceover
Han Solo
career.
Was. What's that?
He's got a giant voiceover career. He's been making money doing that for years.
No one cares about
well,
that.
Well, it's easy money, apparently.
A man is suing That's Kim true. Kardashian because she mistakenly identified him as a death row inmate. And Kim's attorney said, you know what, it was a mistake. Oh, really? You put me on death row?
Is he not
sue
on
de- you.
Is he not on death
I'll
row?
I'll sue you.
Is he a prisoner but not on death row?
Yeah, he's not on death row.
Well, isn't her
that's a technicality then.
Her whole thing is trying to
She's trying to help him too.
Oh, no. He was a guy who lives in New York.
He wasn't even in prison. Okay.
He's not even in prison.
In jail?
She put his picture up as a death row inmate.
Ooh, that's
she's got to talk to her team, whoever did that. That's
yeah.
a problem.
Yeah, well, so sue Kim. She's got more money than the team. That's who I'm suing. A bank accidentally credited a customer $81 trillion instead of the $280 they were supposed to credit him. Do
Ooh,
you want
that's somebody fat-fingered that one.
$81 trillion or $280? Which one?
Well, I'd rather have the proper amount because they'll just... They'll send you to prison if you actually spend any of the fake money.
Yeah, but until then, buy yourself.
Well, it's not until then
because
you have to give the money back.
Until then,
there's no until then.
Until then, what?
Get yourself a PJ.
You spend
no,
that, no, you spend that
give
money.
Give it to Kelvin Sampson.
Well,
yeah, he needs a PJ.
It's a charitable donation at that point, but just give me the money I deserve, because if I get into money that's not mine, you're going to take it back, and I'm going to have to reimburse. I don't want that. Yeah. Make life simple.
I don't know. I kind of want that. I kind of want $81 trillion for at least a couple days.
What are you going to do with $81 trillion?
Yeah, I mean, just don't mess with it, though, John. Just leave it alone.
Just look at it. That's great. Thinking you have that type of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, look. Look at me. I got money. Oh, I could buy a golden toilet, except it was stolen from the English palace in an audacious raid. Somebody stole a golden toilet made of gold. Okay?
I mean, it's not a golden toilet, but did you see that the Tesla dealership in Leak City, people just took 44 wheels off the cars? KRPC was driving around. You just see all these Teslas without their wheels?
Yeah.
Up on, cement blocks?
Yeah. They just stole all the tires.
Yeah. Wheels and tires.
Take that. Elon, while you're looking at all of our information, now you lost all those tires.
Let me look at these tax. Hey, you stay up out of our stuff now and worry about getting your car, your wheels stolen.
Yeah. So now, all of a sudden, in his front yard, Elon's got all kinds of cars on bricks.
I'm tired of Elon trying to. Hey, the HOA needs to step in and say something about that. You can't be having all your cars on. I'm tired of him trying to be the boss of me. You ain't the boss of me. You're from South Africa. You're not the boss of me. You're not even from Needville or.
Yeah, how's this happening? He's not even an
American. He's not even from, Katy.
I thought America first. How's a non-American running our country?
You need to get him up out of my taxes.
President Musk, you just take it.
President
Musk. Well, he's gonna find out it ain't going to go great for him.
Well, Tesla's already lost billions.
I saw that.
$100 billion or whatever.
Stock took a little hit.
Yeah. I kind of like what he's finding out, though. I kind of like that. Okay, keep it going, Elon.
Keep looking into John's stuff.
Yeah, he's a Hollywood elite, Elon. You know those guys don't like you. Look into John.
He can look at all my numbers, pal. And I ain't got nothing to hide.
Okay.
I ain't got nothing.
Until Elon gets into it, we'll see. We'll see what Elon finds.
All right, we'll find out. We'll also find out. We will be back in. I'll be back in studio tomorrow. On my way to Houston right now.
We'll be at Wildcat. But the point is, John will be back in the city. But we're going to be at Wildcat tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah, Lance, pick me up on the way, will you? That's great.
All right, no problem.
That's all. We are done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.